Y'all, it's time. House of the Dragon is back for season two, and so is the official Game of Thrones podcast. Okay, it is hosted by Greta Johnson, by Ryan Condal, and Jason Concepcion. And I personally, I mean, you shouldn't be surprised that I can't wait to dive into the discussion of the mess that's to come. House of Dragon season two is going to follow up on all the things that are already taken place. If you haven't heard on the podcast before, you know, King Viserys fully dead. And now we're going through drama because he said that his child, his daughter, Princess Rhaenyra, was the heir, but her former friend used to be homegirl who decided to then clout chase and fuck her damn daddy and have a whole bunch of little raggedy ass kids and stuff, decided to scheme and plot or whatever so that her little raggedy ass blonde baby could be on the Iron Throne or whatever. So it's up now. The dragons are out. Fire is being breathed. And I can't wait to see what happens and to judge them all. And if you're into that, watch the HBO series House of the Dragon, streaming exclusively on Max. And listen to the official Game of Thrones podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. It's coming soon, girl.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
What's up, everyone? It's Kid Fury back to remind you about our sponsors over at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can check out their awesome extended free trial and get into lots of shows, including Once Upon a Time and The Goldbergs and my new fave, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So go over there right now, find a show that you love, and check it out at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. And now we start our show. Okay, so this week in our hot topics, we actually don't have very many, but the ones that we do have are trash. So hold on. First things first, Eminem has a new album out, and he's back in the headlines, of course, for a bunch of controversial reasons. And I think he has a song on his album called Rap God, which already starting off on the wrong foot. And then,
is that like on some Kanye shit?
Have I don't know. I guess. You know that rappers are just like, every single one of them have to feel like their dick is bigger than yours or their pussy is fatter or whatever the fuck. Like, they all have to be like the greatest person to ever do anything. So besides saying king, it's like, I'm a god because what's bigger than that? It's
right.
Like, girl, okay. Each and every single one of you, if you stub your toe, that shit's going to hurt like fuck. Anyway.
Yes, Lord.
Here's a line on the song that people are pissed off about. It goes, little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. And what? You faggots think it's all a game till I walk a flock of flames, which I guess is a play on Deb's son. So anyway.
What?
Of course people are mad.
Of course.
And his whole thing is basically like, oh, I've said this a million times. That's a word that when I came up in battle rap, it doesn't have anything to do with homosexuals. It just means that you're, what was the words they use? It's just like calling someone a bitch or a punk or an
asshole.
This
is my first time hearing this story. So,
and he actually has had this happen to him before.
Yeah.
And he gives the exact same reason as before. But it's like, I love when people use gay slurs and then say, oh, well, I don't mean gay. I just mean like you're a punk or you're weak or you're a bitch. So you're using, it's like they don't see how that's offensive. Like, I'm using a word that is used against you all, but I really mean that you're a punk bitch when I say it, not gay. That's like when I say like, oh, that's like someone saying, when I say nigga, I'm not meaning black people. I'm just talking about lazy motherfuckers. Like, bitch, it's, what are you?
Like, I would actually just prefer to be called gay. Like,
yeah.
If you just, like, what is, I don't understand that reasoning, and I feel like it's shallow and stupid, but who is really paying attention to Eminem in 2013? Because
I mean,
whole album, as far as I'm concerned, is a rumor. I haven't heard it. I haven't seen it. I don't know anyone who knows it. I don't know anyone who's heard it. I feel like it's fictitious. And then the song, like, if I didn't know the album existed, I for damn sure wouldn't give a shit about this song. I feel like Eminem is just trying, like, he has to say whatever he can say to remain relevant or whatever, because his last couple albums have not really been the shit. And so
this album, because this album is called the Marshall Mathers LP 2. So I think it's supposed to be like a sequel to when he had, you know, the first one and be back to the Slim Shady days and be saying all kinds of crazy shit or whatever. I personally don't give a shit anymore. Eminem is like an incredible rapper, probably one of the best rappers to live, in my opinion. But all of this propaganda and, like, you know, at this point, if you say faggot on a song, bitches is going to be mad. And you even say in this quote, I don't know if I have to say this a million times, but you know that you're going to piss people off. People will put this shit in the papers and ask you questions about it. I see what you're doing. Don't give a fuck. Like, it is what it is.
Right. It feels tired to me. It feels like you are just giving your very best effort and trying so hard for people to continue to give a fuck about you. And it just feels desperate. Like, this whole follow up to the Marshall Mathers LP, I mean, that might be fine for somebody else, but I'm not a teenager anymore. And I'm not entertained by bullshit antics or people saying something to get a reaction out of other people. Like, it is fucking 2013. You know that when you say faggot, you are getting a reaction out of people. This is not brand new. Like, you know you're pissing people off.
I think I said this last week. It's just like, I'm not really the fishing for reaction kind of person.
Yeah.
When I see things like that, are people trolling someone else? Like, it's, you're not gonna get me. Right. 9.9%, like,
I'm
9.9 times out of 10, it's not gonna happen. Like, I'm gonna shake my head and I'm gonna look at you like an idiot, and that's what I'm doing. So, like, I respect Eminem as an artist and I like his music. I just think that this whole thing is late. I think they're using the excuse that, oh, well, you know, in battle rap it means this, because,
well, nigga, how long has it been since you had to battle rap? What, like, shut up, you're not battle rapping right now. You're putting out like your 6th studio album. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit.
You might as well have just been like, I said faggot and I knew it was going to piss y'all off and I really didn't give a shit. You might as well have just said that instead of using
because
the
whole more sense.
That makes way more sense. You knew it was going to piss everybody off. You didn't care. You might as well just say that. Don't use battle rap as an excuse and don't say that it means something else or whatever. You knew people was going to be mad, and just let them be mad if you don't give a fuck, because you obviously don't. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Next.
Just own up to your trolling.
Lady Gaga is going to space.
I refuse to believe that. Like, we're not spending money to send Lady Gaga to space. That's
Lady
not
Gaga
happening.
Lady Gaga will become the first artist to sing in outer space in early 2015. Lady Gaga will be on the Virgin Galactic Enterprise Express.
This sounds
Make sure
like...
That you, I don't know if you have to check your bags before you get on.
This sounds like you're reading something from The Onion. Like, I just don't even believe this
she
is real.
She has tweeted it. She has said that 2015... during the Zero G Colony High Tech Musical Festival in New Mexico, she will be launching her ass into space and singing a song. And she has to take months of vocal training because she has to sing in another atmosphere or something. This bitch is so high.
She is so fucking high. This sounds like something where you are just smoking the best shit. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what I could do?
She is so high that she probably thinks space is her backyard anyway. And like, what took me so long to actually go home?
Has
this
someone
bitch
at
is
NASA
not even
confirmed
from
this?
Here.
Like, because
she's
just
going to visit her cousins. Because this doesn't make any fucking sense. Miss, like, you are taking this shit too far.
Lady Gaga is going to Pennsylvania. Like, quit playing, girl.
Put on your wigs and put in your false teeth, miss, and put the glitter on your clit and do all of those things you do. But just going to space, you're just taking shit too far.
Sing on the moon, how, Lady Gaga? Like, I just feel like she gonna get up there and be like, no.
Did you see the trailers?
You're not going up there.
Did you see the trailers for Gravity? With fucking Sandra Bullock or who? Do you see the trailers? All I imagine is that Lady Gaga just slipping and falling and then just being lost in space, completely untethered. Like, this just sounds like a terrible idea, and I need for someone to intervene and just say no.
And then, like, because she's her, it's like, bitch, you can't dress up as a giant shoe and go to the moon. Like, you realize you're going to have to be, like, looking like a regular ass person. You can't give no performance on the moon. It ain't no set design on the moon. Ain't no audio engineers, bitch. Like, you are gonna, this is preposterous. This is,
This is the worst fucking idea I think I've heard.
I feel like I cannot believe this is a real thing. I feel like a child came up with this.
Stay your high ass on the ground. You don't need to go any higher than your private jet will take. Your private jet will take you.
Amen.
You don't need to go no higher than that. And your ass is already higher than that when you up there because you are smoking the finest of the finest drug that money can buy. So you need to stay your ass right here on planet Earth and don't all this intergalactic traveling through time Dragon Ball GT bullshit that your ass is trying to pull. You need to stay right here and perform that art pop here on our global soil, miss. That's what you need to do.
I just there's so many logistics to this, and every last one of them is adding up to this bitch is full of shit. Nobody is spending millions to fucking parachute Lady Gaga's ass up to the moon for her to do nothing. Like, she, what do you think Lady Gaga is really gonna do? Well, you think she's gonna take a piano with her and like perform? Like, bitch, you're not doing anything on the fucking moon.
I think this is one of those things with an artist where they're just like sitting at home with their cocaine and they're just like, you know, what can I do to basically make everyone in the world pay attention to
me? This is what happens when you have a
like,
fresh pile of cocaine.
How do I get global attention? Time. I'm going to go to space.
She's not going to fucking space. Like, don't say it again, Lady Gaga. Like, I feel like slapping you. That's dumb. That's just a stupid thing to say because you're not going to fucking space.
Hasn't Lady Gaga can barely make it through a tour. Doesn't she like break her hip every single time she goes on tour? No shade. Lady Gaga has gone to like she every
I think
time
it was
she toured.
Born this way. She was out for like
she
a
was
year.
In a wheelchair at one right. point. She had some vocal cord issues or something.
Like,
I think.
Girl,
once.
You brittle.
Or maybe I'm thinking of Adele. I'm not sure, but it's like this just seems dangerous. I actually like art pop. Like, I listened to it. It's streaming online.
Okay.
Donatella is my shit. And I need for you and the cast of The Hills to perform Donatella right here on Earth. Stay out. No, don't fucking do it.
But the album overall, you like it? Because I've heard bad reviews.
I think it's just very, like, you have to be in the mood for it. It's very, it's like an, it is an extremely electronic version of Cyndi Lauper and Gem and the Holograms and Madonna.
Oh my God.
And like everything that white gays loved about the early 90s and the 80s.
This sounds fucking horrible.
But with really expensive glitter on top. Except for there's one song with T.I. and Too Short and Twista, and it's like extremely like ratchet. I don't like that song.
What?
But like it's like extremely. It's that better than her last album.
It doesn't fit in with the aesthetic of what you just told me that the album.
Yeah,
is overall.
And it does. That's how it sounds when you listen to the album. It's like, oh, this is really pop. Oh yeah, this is really pop.
Like
this
how
is
Run the World is
white.
On for.
But and then you get to that song. And it's like, what the fuck did you? Did you just take a left on Martin Luther King Boulevard, bitch? What just happened? So, but like overall, like if I'm in the mood for it, Lady Gaga is like one of the few artists that can give me like extremely trivial pop music and I like it.
Okay.
So.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be my cup of tea, but I will listen to
it. Yeah, you probably, if you like Applause, you'll probably like a couple of songs.
Okay, well, I do like Applause a lot. I would just surprisingly love that song.
But overall, I'm still here for Pure Heroin by Lorde.
Yes. Happy birthday to Lorde.
Oh, happy birthday.
She is the ripe old 17 now.
The Electric Lady by Janelle Monáe.
Flawless.
Days Are Gone by Haim.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Don't do that.
Okay, we don't have to do.
And
anyway.
Sky Ferreira's album just came out and it's really good. There's a lot of music. Oh, MIA's album is amazing.
Wow.
Again,
I
you have
heard
to kind
it.
Of like
so.
You have to kind of like the trap.
Yeah.
Electronic
Indian like
shit that she does.
Badass.
But this is like if you're like an MIA fan, bitch.
Yeah, I am.
And I mean, her visuals are sick, man.
They always are. I cannot. I'm still not over the Bad Girls video.
I haven't
so.
Seen a better video than
just
Bad Girls
period,
since
so.
It came out.
But I feel like we've done this. I feel like we have stand for Bad Girls like recently. It's
and I'm
going to so
keep
good.
Doing it until somebody
so
makes
good.
A
I'm looking
video.
Forward to that album. I am. This has been a really fantastic year for music. I'm proud of everybody. Y'all did your best.
Year's
and a lot
over.
Of it was really good. It's not over. And you
and
know,
I feel like there might be a sting.
If there could just
the
be
end.
A sweet little Houston sensation to come up and bless us, that would be fantastic. But you know what, Mama? I see you enjoying your baby and your husband and your riches and your tour. So you go ahead and do you. Whatever you feel like doing is fine with me.
I feel like we should just remind everyone that Blue Ivy is better than pretty much anyone listening to this,
I feel
unless
like,
you're Blue Ivy.
Right. I feel like the lack of an album has kind of diverted people's focus from the fact of the matter, which is that Beyonce still shits on your life when she's doing absolutely nothing.
Like, did you see the video of her FaceTiming with a fan?
No. Oh, what? No, I missed that. Oh, my goodness. Is this from a long time ago? Like a couple years ago?
No, this was tonight.
Oh, wow. No.
Facebook. Oh, well, I don't know if it was like tonight, but you know, she's in Australia right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's so awesome because she interacts with all of her fans. But there was like one guy who was like right on the stage when she does Irreplaceable in that sparkly blue jumpsuit or catsuit. And he was FaceTiming, I guess, his friend or somebody to like, which I thought was a dope idea.
Yeah,
and like, he was like FaceTiming, and Beyonce saw it and was like, oh, this is a first, and grabbed the phone and was like, he's FaceTiming, and then looked at the person and said, nice to meet you, and gave the phone back.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Bitch, I would have been taking all the screenshots. I would have just been screenshotting.
Shit, wait, who's still Beyonce? Fuck!
I would have died. She's so cute. Or when she passed the mic to that lady and the lady could actually sing. Did you see that video?
Oh, yeah,
video?
I saw that one too.
Like, she just sat there and Beyonce was like, wait, like, you go ahead and finish the song then, bitch, you got it. Like, she's just so charismatic and personable, and she's just such a warm ball of cinnamon and sugar and light and honey in Texas. And I fucking love her. And when she is in the middle of her sleep, with like breath stinking and eyes crusting over, she is still better than you on your very best day. And don't forget it.
Okay, so let's talk about this TLC movie drama.
You know what? Let's do that.
So,
the mess just keeps on coming with this bullshit. Like, you would have thought that movie kind of laid some stuff to rest, but it seemed to kind of really stir some shit up.
Pebbles released a statement, and I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, it's elementary as fuck anyway.
It's pretty much her saying, thank you all for your well wishes. I literally know no one who wished her well. Like, I don't know anyone who did.
She's talking to her kids.
Which we'll get to in a second. And she's like, you know, I apologize for my delay in responding. But basically, the whole thing is her saying she's just really disappointed in the lies and the, you know, the false statements that were made in this film. And that all she ever wanted to do was make the biggest group and help Black women and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she said that she will tell her side of the story in her own way when she's ready. So...
okay.
She neither denied stealing these women's money, nor did she really even say what parts were lies.
Right.
She basically just said they lied, and I'll tell you why later. Right. Then why'd you even release
this
statement?
Because she can't say, well, they lied about the contracts, because any fool can go look at the contracts and be like, no, girl.
Right there,
this
girl.
Really happened. Like, Pebbles, the thing
Shirley
is...
Shirley probably has a copy of it in her pocket every day.
They probably have it at home purse. In like a... not in
like
purse.
Waiting for someone to say that it was like, no, bitch, I got it right here. I will pull it out right here in CPK, bitch. Tell me I'm lying.
My grandma
Bam.
Used to put important old shit like birth certificates and like your
That's
kindergarten
it.
Report card in like mm-hmm. an old photo album or something. I bet Chili got that damn contract just in an old ass photo album, just like whenever she need to pull it out, she got it right there, bitch. She know exactly where it's at. Like, we want you, Pebbles, to tell us, what about this movie? What about the portrayal of you in this movie was incorrect? And I don't understand why you have to wait and say it in your own way. Like, are you gonna produce your own movie? What?
It's probably a legal thing. I don't know.
Why can't you just, and this is what I understand about Pebbles, why can't you just say, you know what? I fucked up. I signed them to shitty contracts because I wanted all their money. It is what it is. They got out the contracts. They signed some new shit. They rich now, but oh, well, I got mine. Like, and this is a recurring theme, it seems. Why can't you just be honest? This is the same thing we were saying about Eminem. Why can't you just stand up in your shit and
just
say, you know what?
Stand up in your
this
shit.
This is me being messy. This is me being grimy to get a dollar. Yes.
And neither T-Boz nor Chili has give like they don't when they talk about it in interviews and stuff, they're not like, oh well, Pebbles is just a horrible person and she
right.
just hurt my. They're always like, you know, I wish her well, I will shake her hand and give her a hug and a kiss right now if I saw her, it ain't no thing, but at that time this is how it was, they weren't gonna lie about it.
And the
it's
fact
their
that
story.
They moved past it and are not extremely bitter about it says a lot, because I would still be like, you owe me $492 million. Like, I would have a running receipt of all the money I felt like Pebbles needed to run me back. plus damages and interest. So,
well, aside from that, and I may use this as my read and just do it now, let you know towards the end of the show.
Oh,
but
shit. Okay.
Pavel's daughter, mind you, I didn't even know Pavel's had one. But she has a daughter named Ashley Reed or Ashley Smith or Ashley Windsor. She has like seven names. But she was on some show on Ustream and she was talking about the movie and Mama is pissed.
Yeah. Well.
And so.
Mama is on a show on Ustream. So
Mama is on a show on Ustream.
We're going to leave that right. What else is there to even say?
So she basically said a whole lot. But aside from basically saying that TLC, you know, lied on her mama.
Okay.
She tried to go into detail and talk about how, oh, well, Pebbles, they were investing in TLC and they was living in the basement and blah, blah, blah. And just being extremely vulgar, talking about she was going to whoop Chili's ass when she saw her.
Ashley, you're going to do no such thing.
Give me a second. And she talked about how, you know, oh, but she said, like, Usher never had money problems and all these other people on LaFace never had money problems. And then someone mentioned Toni Braxton. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, Toni cried that she had money problems because she fucked Uncle Brian. I'm not even sure who Uncle Brian is. But it's like, and then she said that Chili sucked her daddy's dick. And I'm thinking this, she's talking about L.A. Reid. And I'm not even 100% sure that L.A. Reid is actually her daddy.
L.A. Reid is not her daddy.
So what? But sure. I mean, that's your relationship. I don't
right.
know.
I don't know the details of that, but whatever fine. You say. It's fine.
But why would you, first of all, if you call this man your daddy, whether he is or not, why are you so comfortable to talk about somebody sucking his dick?
Because,
and then, like, in the process of you trying to defend your mother, you are embarrassing the fuck out of her because you on Ustream threatening to fight grown-ass women and talking about this woman, Toni Braxton. What is Toni Braxton? Why are you talking about who fucked Toni Braxton?
Can
and
we?
We're like, and then saying that this woman, like, sucked her ex-husband's dick, and it, like, you are actually dragging your mama. Like, girl, why are you even talking about this? Your ass was born in 1983, which means that when the TLC's first album came out in 1992, your ass was 9 years old. Crazy, Sexy, Cool, you were 11. So you can't even sit here and talk about, like, you can't give me an accurate description of what was going on with TLC and their record deal when your ass was a baby when this shit came out. Like, what are you talking about? All of this money that your mother got from this group is what went to your weaves and went to your brother's Kanye West performances and went to all of these things. And what your ass is doing now? You're sitting on Ustream cussing up a storm, and this one's over here with nudes on the internet that are costing my timeline every 3 months. So I don't know why. Like, I get it. It's your mama, and you feel like they did your mama wrong. Trust me, if it was my mama, I'd be ready to peel somebody's butt too. But you need to get your fucking life together. First of all, everybody knows your mama was a crook. It is what it is. Then she said some dumb shit about her mama's hair. Well, no, actually, it was kind of funny. She said something about as soon as she saw homegirl from Adia's family reunion who played her mama.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, they put a $20 wig on the lady who was playing my mama. And that's when I knew it was about to be some bullshit because my mama is known for having some of the best real hair in the industry. Like, girl, are you
what?
Really? Are you serious?
Did you just brag on your mama's hair?
Like, girl, I mean, Pebble's hair is nice. But,
I mean,
like,
but
come on. Like,
my mom is known for having some of the best real hair in the industry. Sounds petty as fuck.
Like, this is just, like, are you
more
not
than her hair.
Can
your
you just
is
enjoy
from
the fucking waterfalls money and leave everybody the fuck alone?
That's the thing about these Reed children.
They're not even mad at her.
You're
like,
rich as fuck off of T-Boss and Chili money. You talking about fighting Chili. Chili is the reason you have that money. You ought to be bowing down to Chili.
There's no way that you're going to talk your way out of no 10 million albums sold and these bitches is broke.
Come
and
on.
It just makes sense.
$35,000 a year and they got 2 Grammys or whatever. Bitch, it's no way, Ashley, that shit makes sense.
It just doesn't. And I get that you want to drag in the name of your mama. Who wouldn't? Listen.
Right. I get that, but you're wrong.
You're wrong. And you go, and you ain't even going about it the right way. You're not even coming here with some poise and some damn discipline and some fucking like home training and speaking like an adult, like a 30-year-old that your ass is. You ain't here talking
right.
about fighting people and saying who sucked dick and who fucked somebody else. Like, girl, get your fucking life together. Like,
at no point in my life do I want to discuss my father's genitals and who they have been near. Like, not even my mama, much less some other woman. Like, what is. Bruh, that's so fucking disgusting. Like, I just don't even understand how, like, what is exactly going on inside of Ashley Reed and that other one who gets on the internet and tweets his shit. I don't know what his name is. the one who ends up on the blogs all the time. I don't understand what's going on in these Reed's kids' heads, but do they not take a look around and realize that T-Boz and Chili and Left Eye are the reason that they get to live the way that they do? Like, and furthermore, take one good look at Chili. It's no way in hell you gonna run up on Chili and fight her and walk away from that without no scratches or bruises or nothing, because Chili is not no out of shape or weak or a skinny little lady. Like, she clearly works out. She clearly trains. So if I was you, I would be real careful about threatening to fight somebody.
We're talking about Atlanta bitches.
Like, girl, you not, you just.
I don't know where Miss Ashley is from or grew up. I don't know.
I don't care.
Nothing about that.
I really don't.
I don't care either. But, I mean, all of this is extremely unnecessary. Let your mama defend herself. Stay out of it. I get it. It's your mother. That's fine or whatever. But at least it is very clear. And she said that her mama told her, like, she doesn't want her to end up in jail. And, you know, she can't be out here fighting people. And she's just not going to listen to her or whatever. Like, so your mother asked you not to embarrass her black ass, and you decided that you wanted to do it.
Why are y'all doing this on the internet?
And furthermore, no one gives a wee fried fuck. No one gives two teaspoons of a damn how Pebbles kids feel about any fucking thing. We know that your mama was a crook. We all know about it. The movie came out, and we have all moved the fuck on, girl. Fucking deal. It is what it is. Enjoy your fucking life with the waterfalls money and with, you know, whatever the fuck you got from Tony. And
your daddy said, like, part of the reason the marriage fell apart was because of the deal with TLC. Like, L.A. Reid said that that whole drama with TLC contributed to their divorce. So why are y'all, especially you, Ashley, who is not, like, Pebbles is your biological mother. L.A. Reid is not even your biological father. Why are y'all on the internet talking about this shit? Why? Why? Log the fuck off. You got too much money for this. This is not your business.
Okay. So that's it for Hot Topics today. And let's take a break.
All right.
So listen, people, do not forget, as always, we are still linked up with our good friends over at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can try out the extended trial that they have, and it is amazing, and there are lots of shows. Of course, Scandal is there weekly slaying, and also shows like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Dragon Ball Z if you're into some older stuff. And it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's normally $7.99 a month. But if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, we are hooking you guys up with a free 2-week trial, and you can binge watch some of your very favorite shows. I personally am a huge Scandal fan. Y'all already know, anytime that I can't be home for Scandal, or if I need to rewatch it and catch some details that I missed, I log right on. It's on Hulu Plus the very next day. They've got literally thousands of shows and movies. So head on over, find anything you want. They've got all different genres. You can listen and watch on all your different devices. So head on over, HuluPlus.com/TheRead right now for that free 2-week trial, you guys.
And New Girl is on there too, and Coach is back. Yay, more black people on television. I hope they keep him. I think they're keeping his character.
Great.
Anyway, don't forget, it's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. And let's continue.
All right. As always, you guys, email us at asktheread@gmail.com with all your questions. And let's dive right into the listener letter portion of our show. And I think our first letter today is going to come from AJ. AJ said, I recently came to terms with the fact that my now ex and I aren't getting back together. It broke my heart, but through a grand series of makeups and breakups, he expressed that he isn't interested in me anymore, despite me trying so hard to get back with him. He was my first love, and from what I understand, that one is the hardest to get over. The hardest part about this is that we go to school together and I see him around campus daily. What kind of tips, advice, songs, etc. do you guys suggest to help me emotionally move on and get back into being single? Any help would be appreciated.
Shoot him.
Man, it's I think that's true, though, as far as your first love and your first heartbreak being the worst, because I think I've been in love, I'll say, 3 times, and definitely the first one just like completely fucked up my life, and I just couldn't leave the house, or I didn't want to see friends, nothing. Like, it just really messed me up. And the other ones were bad, but nowhere near on that level. So if it's any consolation, which I know it probably isn't, this is at least, you know, likely to be the worst that it'll ever be. Like, I just feel like that first relationship is all, when it ends, it's just the worst, that first love.
Getting over someone, unless someone tells you that you have to give it time, they're lying to you. There's no other, like, way to truly get over someone. Ways or tips that I can give you if you really are accepting it and making the conscious decision to move forward, completely cut yourself off from that person in any way that you can. If you go to school and you're going to see each other on campus, there's nothing you can do about that. But what you can do is not call and not text and just completely forget about that person and just do the best that you can to focus on yourself and fall in love with yourself and, you know, just move on. But it's going to suck for a while. Some people, it takes longer than others. Don't freak out. You will eventually find, you know, you'll wake up one day and be like, oh, hey, girl, I'm good. And then, you know.
Yeah. I think what you said about cutting off contact is important because for a lot of people, I think that's the hardest part of breaking up is that this was like your best friend sometimes. And y'all spent every day together all day and y'all were talking and texting constantly. And now it's just gone. And so you kind of miss it immediately and you feel really lonely right off the bat. But you got to ignore that shit because that will get you caught up real easy. And the more you communicate with your ex, the longer it's going to take for you to get over him. So, I mean, you can put together your little anthem of like angry woman songs and vent to your girls and everything. But at the end of the day, it's really just going to take time. And every day it's going to get a little bit easier. And sometimes it's going to feel like it really fucking sucks. But that's the way it goes.
If it was like a really shitty breakup, then just imagine him getting hit by a truck.
Yeah. Fantasize about him dying. Don't actually touch him or anything. But I think that's okay. I've definitely done that before with my exes. And one time I broke into my ex's house and destroyed everything inside of it. But okay, we don't have to get into that. Yeah, so, good luck.
You took things to another level.
Good luck, AJ. And let's move on to Christina, who said, hey, Kaviri and Crystal, first of all, I live for the show. And I don't want to sound stalkerish or anything, but did you guys know that your signs are the same as Jay-Z and Beyonce's? I'm convinced that's why you guys mesh so well. Sorry. So my question is, do you guys believe in astrology? And if so, how much of it do you let affect your life or your personalities? I'm asking because I have a friend who takes it really far, and she says stuff like she thinks Chris Brown should get a pass on a lot of the shit he does because he's a Taurus. And that's just how
that is the dumbest black shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. Did she say that's her friend?
Her friend said Chris Brown should get a pass on a lot of the shit.
Block, reported spam, unfriend, unfollow, unpoke.
I'm so mad. What?
That is the dumbest shit I think I've heard all year.
Because that's how Tauruses act? What?
Girl,
Who said it? Where did you get this information? This don't make no fucking sense. Chris Brown is acting an ass and stay in
that's
trouble.
That's not even... Because I feel like this is already three questions.
That is just insane, girl.
First of all, no, I did not know that. Or maybe I did and I just didn't give a shit. That Beyonce and Jay-Z are...
I didn't realize that until she pointed that out. I mean, his birthday's December 4th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's cute.
Yeah, that is cute.
I don't really know. I don't even think I know most about my sign.
No.
Because I really don't care. The only thing that I know is that I'm a fire sign, and I know, like, a couple of other signs that are, like, elemental. I don't really know.
I think mine is earth or something, so we don't really get too much into the
whole. I kind of get the whole zodiac thing because I know a lot of people's signs, and a lot of people that I know, for instance, like, Leos or Aquarians, mm-hmm. a lot of them that I know that aren't, like, don't even know each other. They're very alike.
Right.
So maybe there's some truth to that whole thing, but I've never given a fuck enough to actually, like, look it up.
Right.
I just don't care.
Like, I know I have some Virgo tendencies, but I feel like a lot of people do, even if they weren't born in September or late August or whatever. So
I don't even know what a Sagittarius does or is. I know that it's like a horse or they shoot arrows.
I don't get into it all that much, but I do know I do not excuse criminal behavior because of a person's zodiac sign. Like, that is just...
That is the dumbest.
I can't even believe that person is your friend. Like, do you just look at her? Because I feel like I would just stare at that bitch like how the Powerpuff Girls do, and they just kind of blink at somebody. I feel like I would do that to somebody if they really honestly said to me that Chris Brown does all that bullshit because of his birthday.
Like, I'm just trying to imagine a friend of mine saying that and me still wanting to be friends with him.
Right? I feel like if one of us said that to the other, we'd be like, okay, girl, like, I think you should take a nap. Maybe you've had a long day. You sound a little stressed out. You don't sound like yourself.
Are you high? What?
Stop being friends with her. That's okay. Weird. Whatever.
Was that
astrology.
It? Are we done?
Yeah, we can be. That's cool.
No, I mean with that question.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely think we're done with, yeah, because who? No.
I don't know anything.
Okay. Well, I think that's enough for the questions this week.
Okay, that's fine.
I think two questions is good. And as always, you guys, ask therita@gmail.com with all your questions, and let's move on.
Okay. So, people, we have got Warby Parker sponsoring the read this week. And if you've never heard of them, Warby Parker is this really awesome company that has a really dope selection of vintage-inspired glasses, and they're all super affordable. So, how many pairs of shoes do you have? More than one? Why do you have one pair of glasses when you can have a bunch of them and try them on free? Warby Parker has a really dope program called the Home Try-On Program. And Warby Parker is the new way to get boutique quality, classically crafted eyewear at a revolutionary price point.
So the great thing about Warby Parker's Home Try-On Program is that it's so easy to use. We really cannot recommend it enough. All you have to do is select your glasses. You can select 5 pairs. You wait for them to arrive, pick out your favorite style, and then send them back using the prepaid return shipping label. There's no obligation to purchase, and the Home Try-On Program is super fun, so you can throw some couture and try it out with your friends and kind of just have some fun around the house. The styles are fantastic. I personally love the Downing and the Wheeler and the Everett. Those are my top 3 favorites, so I love it. I think it's so fun and exciting. And really, y'all, the styles are so cute. You have to head on over to Warby Parker and check them out.
Yeah, and they have a design called Fitz that's kind of like a caramel kind of flavor. And I thought that was interesting since Fitz is white and Olivia is black. And they would mix together and have a caramel baby. And then there's one called Liv that looks like something Olivia would wear.
Right. This is very cute.
So it's really awesome. So if you go to warbyparker.com, use the promo code THEREAD during checkout, you'll get free expedited 3-day air shipping. So go to shipping. So go to warbyparker.com and use promo code THEREAD. All right, let's continue our show.
All right.
Okay, so it's time to read.
Woo! Yes, it is. Do you want me to go first this week?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you don't know, Bill de Blasio is the new mayor of New York City. Woo!
Awesome.
Bill de Blasio is the mayor-elect of New York City. I'm so fucking excited, mostly because the other guy it just wasn't going to happen. So, but the point of me talking about Mr. LaHoda, or however you pronounce his name, is that he, in addition to his many other flaws, he used to be the head of MTA.
Wait, what?
And I just have a rant in my spirit against MTA, and it's so mighty and strong. And so finding out that this man used to be the head of MTA just has brought forth this demon out of me, and I have to let it loose. Let me tell y'all what happened to me last week. So I was getting on the 456. I was heading down Lower East Side, and a homeless person bumped into me and sent my cell phone flying down onto the train tracks. Now, if you know anything about the fucking train tracks in New York City, the number one fucking thing everybody says is don't go down on them sons of bitches, because every time somebody goes down on them, somebody dies. So that's like their thing. And they advertise constantly. If you drop something on the tracks, go find somebody with MTA. So that's what I did, even though I was in the middle of rush hour traffic, and the fact that my fucking precious phone was down on them filthy ass HIV covered train tracks was a lot for me to, deal with. But I went up, found the MTA girl, whatever, told her what was going on. And she had the nerve to tell me that she had to call it in and it would be about an hour before somebody could come get my phone off the train tracks. In that span of time. So while I go back downstairs, just furious, just irate, I'm back downstairs. I see no fewer than 5 MTA workers. And it's like gaps of time between the trains coming, like 6-7 minutes. So it's not like, you know, the trains are coming every fucking second. Everybody is like, we can't go on the tracks. We can't do this. Is this. I understand you have your policies or whatever the fuck. But of all the things that are wrong with MTA, the fact that I can't get some decent customer service when it matters the fucking most might piss me off the most. Like, y'all stay raising the prices on this shit, even though we have said a million times everybody in this goddamn city is broke. Nobody has money to give MTA when there are zero fucking improvements being shown on MTA. I mean, every fucking station still sinks. It all smells like piss and urine. There are people just living. They have set up camp in the goddamn subway stations. And on top of that, I have to wait at least, I mean, she stressed this to me, like it was going to be a minimum of an hour before somebody could come down and do a simple fucking thing like jump. I mean, it's right there. Jump down, pick up the phone, put it back. Finally, some black man saw me like hyperventilating and offered to go down, got it for me, took him about 15 seconds, and I tried to pay him. He wouldn't take the money, whatever. I just have to say, MTA, like, y'all know y'all got us by the balls, but it don't have to be this damn rude. It can't be everything wrong with your fucking service. The only thing I can say about MTA is that when nobody else is on it, it's almost a halfway enjoyable trip to have. Like, of all the shit for it to be wrong with y'all, like, to add insult onto injury with this shit with my phone on the tracks, like, y'all have really just pissed me all the way off. So suck my dick, and I hate you. If I had an alternative to MTA, if I could do anything else but take MTA, Lord knows I would. But I'm stuck with you sons of bitches, and I'm mad about it.
Okay.
And that's all. I was I was really pissed about my phone. The fact that I didn't even drop it down there. Somebody else knocked it down there. And then she told me, I don't want to be angry anymore. It just,
okay.
I feel better now, but I was just, and then I felt entitled and kind of like a little bitch because I was so mad at all those people, but just like, go down and get my fucking phone. Like, I'm going to go down there. And then when I said, oh, I'm going to get it myself. Oh no, ma'am, you can't do that. Well, somebody's going to get my fucking phone. I'm going to get it. You're going to get it. Somebody has to go get my goddamn phone. I'm sorry. I'm not mad anymore. I promise. I feel better. It was just traumatic.
Okay. I totally get it. That's how I feel about my phone as well. So, and also MTA can suck a gooch.
Like, my phone is the second most expensive thing I own. Don't fuck with me. But anyway, what's your read this week?
I don't have one.
Are you passing your read?
Nope.
Okay. Well, all right.
So that was the read.
Thanks so much to Ebony for inviting us out to the Ebony Power 100 after party. We had a blast and dressed up real cute for Instagram and partied. So thanks so much for having us out to that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was. And let's see. Do we have any news for the people this week?
Oh, we'll be doing a show in D.C. on Monday.
Oh, yeah. So D.C., hopefully you got your tickets because I think it's sold out. We will see you guys Monday. At the, I believe it's called the Hispanic Gala Theater.
The Gala Hispanic Theater.
Yeah, the Gala Hispanic Theater. So we will see you guys there. And as always,
apologies to all the people who have been talking about not getting. I really did not expect for. I don't know how these tickets keep selling so quickly. And so I did not know, you know, that was going to happen so fast. So
yeah,
if you didn't get
that.
A ticket, we will probably be doing something fun in D.C. shortly at some point anyway.
Yeah, so, I'm sure we'll be back at some point
we'll
in time. So
you posted.
All right. And, ooh, your Halloween party was fun.
Oh, yeah. Trilloween, lots of fun. Thank you for everyone who came out. I got to give away some gifts, some dope costumes. They were really
You had some good really costumes. Good costumes. The TLC costumes were so good. The Bert and Ernie one was really good.
There was someone who was dressed up as Harley Quinn from Batman, and she was supposed to get a prize and left early, I guess. So you don't get some monster headphones, miss.
But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And other than that, we have to mention Hulu Plus, our faves over there. And as always, you can go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. And try out their service and watch lots of shows and things of that nature. So go get your life.
Okay.
And this is TheRead.com.
Twitter and Facebook.com/TheRead. And I think that does it for us.
Okay.
We will see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. So if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health, or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you.